It's 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, December 31st. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Donald D. Davis, 70 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday from noon until 3 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Survivors of Don Davis include four children, Leon and Melinda Davis of Toma, Dawn Middlestead of Richland Center, Corey and Ashley Davis of Cazenovia, and Dakota Davis of Richland Center. 10 grandchildren, siblings Gordon Davis of Onalaska and Sandy and Steve Welty of Richland Center. Brother-in-laws Robert Powell of La Crosse and Les Ladd of Highland, other relatives and friends. Donald D. Davis, 70, of Richland Center. Edward James Denman, 81, of Morrisonville, formerly of Cazenovia, died December 15th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Christ Lutheran Church in DeForest, followed by full military honors. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Ed Denman is survived by his wife of 60 years, Betty, daughter-in-law, Juana Rodriguez, five grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, siblings, Lloyd and Rosemary, Chuck and Linda, Dennis and Tina, Eldon and Julie, Mariel Karstetter and Bill Stock, Edna and Ned Woolever, and Beatrice and David Rabine. Sister-in-law, Mardell Briggs, special friend, Tom Olson, nieces, nephews, other family and friends. Edward James Denman, 81, of Morrisonville, formerly of Cazenovia. Patrick Bryan, Pat Sweenick, 62, of Williamsburg, Iowa, formerly of Cazenovia, died unexpectedly December 19th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Pat Sweenick is survived by his mother, Kathleen Sweenick of Reedsburg, sisters Sue and Gordy Rockweiler of Laval, and Vicki Sweenick of Sheboygan, 9 nieces and nephews, 11 great-nieces and nephews, 2 great-great-nieces and nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Patrick Bryan, Pat Sweenick, 62, of Williamsburg, Iowa, formerly of Cazenovia. Cheryl A. Powell, 70, of Sandusky, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg, with burial to follow in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Cheryl Powell is survived by two daughters, Dominique and Scott York, and Monica Powell and Matt Howell. 4 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Bruce Halverson and David and Florence Halverson, sister Marlene and Jerry Davis, in-laws Walter and Sandy Powell Jr., Richard Powell, Gerald and Judy Powell, and Francis Powell. Also many nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Cheryl A. Powell, 70, of Sandusky. Alan P. Frank, 78, of Laval, died December 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday, January 10th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday, January 10th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Alan Frank is survived by his wife, Nora, 6 children, Eric and Mackenzie Frank, Brian and Tina Frank, Daniel and Nicole Frank, David and Erica Frank, Rachel and Tom Ruskowski, and Rebecca and Alex Creel. 10 grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Donovan and Helen Frank, Larry and Barb Frank, Dawn and Jim Weigel, and Jan Frank. Special friends, Bill Bishop and Carol Brueggemann. Several nieces, nephews, cousins, along with other relatives and friends. Alan P. Frank, 78, of Laval.